In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, a singer and songwriter who I'm led to believe spends most of his days writing and his nights songwriting. His name is Bob Cannon.
That sums it up pretty well, Andy, yeah.
What is your day job?
My day job, I'm one of the editors at the Montclair Times down here in New Jersey.
Okay.
Covering the neighborhood.
Does that inform your songwriting?
It does. You know, it's... For many years growing up, I always thought I wrote lousy lyrics, and once I became a journalist, I realized, oh, this is how you write lyrics too. It's just
interesting.
It's another form of storytelling, except one rhymes and one doesn't.
And so you live in New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess that qualifies as Hudson Valley-ish.
It's Hudson Valley-ish, yes. Well, both sides of my family are from Troy, if that makes any difference, I guess.
Hardly.
Not really. Anyway, but.
Now, you've been in a lot of bands. Is it your first CD?
You know, it is. It kind of got to a tipping point. I had written so many tunes, kept playing them in all of these bands, getting good responses. And for whatever reason, I just never put it together to do an album. And I said, yeah, this is about, it's about time. Let's pick 14 tracks that work together well. And it seemed like the right time to do it. So.
And it's quite a variety of 14 tracks, too. You've got some jazz in there-ish, some rockabilly-ish, and a lot of other influences as well, right?
Yeah, I'm easily bored. And my favorite Desert Isle disc is Revolver.
Yeah, the Beatles' Revolver.
And the thing I loved about it is that every track sounded like it was by a different band.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to go for that. I've always been really bored by albums that sound like 12 of the same track.
Easily bored and a sense of humor. You've got all the makings of a wonderful musician.
Yeah, or a bad stand-up comedian, I'm not sure.
Speaking of which, I understand that the Three Stooges are an influence in your work. How is that?
Yes, they are. Larry, Moe, Curly, and occasionally Shemp. Yeah, when I grew up, as a kid, they were on the old UHF stations in the afternoon after school, and the timing was perfect. And I suddenly, like everybody else, I learned every one of Curly's moves. You know, so
do you incorporate that into a live stage show, Bob?
God, I hope not. It would really hurt.
Bob Cannon is here at 100.7 WHUD in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Bob, do you do a lot of live shows?
Yeah, I am. I do some solos, and I luckily here around here in Montclair, I have a large pool of other musicians around. It's very easy to put together a really cracking band on short notice here. So whenever I can do a nice loud show, I'm always in favor.
That's why we do the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. To a great degree, there's a lot of great musicians in the Hudson Valley toiling in anonymity, don't you think?
It's amazing how many. I mean, you'll run across some guy who, you know, works at the deli counter someplace.
Yeah.
And he turns out to be a monster musician. They're just everywhere. And I think that's more prevalent now because it's harder and harder to make your living full-time as a musician.
Bob Cannon, Unbreakable Heart, is his album in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Hardly working at all. Where did this song come from?
My friend, old friend of mine from college, Tom Seabach, and I were writing a tune originally as a parody of all these country music, you know, ode to the working man kind of man's blues. And, you know, we were just making fun of these tunes like that. You know, and after a while, as we kept writing, we said, you know, actually, this doesn't sound like a parody anymore. This sounds like a real one. And the lyrics sat for many years, in fact. And I said, you know, I hate to leave a good set of lyrics unused like this, so I'm finally put some music together on it.
And where can people find out more about you, Bob Cannon, and your music?
My website is bobcannonmusic.com, and I always tell people if they're going to buy the album to go to cdbaby.com because they're one of those websites that really, really does a good job supporting independent artists.
It's Bob Cannon with three N's, and the album is called Unbreakable Heart, ask for it by name, at cdbaby.com. Thanks, Bob. Good luck. Now back to the newspaper.
Thank you, Andy. Take care.